The bishop that had overseen the building of this church, he erected a large cross in front of it, and the communist authorities came and tore it down, and he rebuilt it, and they tore it down, and this happened about three or four times. And finally, this bishop put the cross back up, and the communist authorities gave up, and many historians, Catholic historians especially, say this is the event that broke the communist mentality in Poland, to where they did not have the upper psychological hand over Catholicism. And this is the first turning point that started the wave that ultimately brought solidarity into existence and brought Poland down, and with Poland the whole Soviet Union is swept away. So what I'm hoping you're seeing, brothers and sisters, is that this event of Fatima, the Virgin of Fatima, in 1917, not only corresponds to the month and year that the King of the South was established in history, but that they continued to butt heads with one another as history unfolded. And here we are today, and the messages that Mary is bringing around the world is saying that we have a great time of crisis to go through before this era of peace. And the reason that the world has to go through this great chastisement is because the popes, since the messages came to Fatima, to the children of Fatima, never honored the messages by dedicating Russia, the King of the South, to the Virgin Mary. And because they didn't do that, what's ahead of us is this great chastisement of peace. Now, it's interesting to note that the bishop back there in Poland that went through this psychological game with the communist authorities, today is known as Pope John Paul II. He is what we would call in Daniel 11, 40-45, he's the King of the North at this time, and he was directly involved with this struggle between the King of the South at that time, and it's directly connected with this goddess of fortresses that was going to continue to grow in influence and power and strength in Catholicism. Now, the history of this struggle continues on. We find that Catholic authorities believe that it was from the Soviet Union that an assassin was hired to kill the present pope. Of course, he was wounded. But in that regard, the Soviets believed, according to the Catholic sources, that he was the one man that had the political savvy and the political power to bring the Soviet Union down. And sure enough, when you go back into history and you look at it, it was this particular pope that played that hand in alliance with the United States and Ronald Reagan. Now, when the pope was